need a big boat. Pop a shit cause I was pissed. Pope. Hotter than grandmama Chris. Hey. Go. I told my nigga don't move a little smooth. Why? You can't even tell what the feds saying. I'm in DC with a red skin. Big ass skin.
I want the spot. I got what it takes to get to the top. The money I make, you niggas cannot compete. They never know I'm getting a lot. She give me the twat.
Move the twat.
The kind of that pussy, I'm getting a lot. I know she a thot, so give her a shot. I fall from the back to the twist of my shot. You know what I'm...
Hey. Y'all know what it is, man. Hey. Y'all know what the fuck it is, man. Let's go. What's up with y'all, man? This is another episode of Beloved Speaks. It's your boy, King T. Dot, reporting live from my living room. I told y'all, this is always how I do it, man. Every day, all day, whenever I'm recording, whenever I'm talking to y'all, whenever I'm speaking to the people, I'm live from my living room, man. And it's crazy. You know, I'm going to start going live a lot more on Instagram to all my listeners who are listening to the podcast, whether you're listening to it today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. I want y'all to know that I'm live right now. Also, I have to say, because I played this track and I love Meek Mill and I support my city, I will say I do not own the rights to this music. I do not own the rights to this music. My man Dr. Umar always says it three times for the people because some people don't understand. I do not own the rights to this music. What's happening, y'all? We here. What's happening? let's give a hand clap for y'all, man. What's happening? What's happening? What's going on? We back at it, man. You know, we're in the year. Today is October the 29th, 2021. And we're in like our second year of the pandemic of COVID and whatever. And it's been rough. It's been rough for a lot of people. There's been a lot of changes. There's been a lot of changes for people as far as how they travel, how they work. You know, just their day to day. You know, they've been talking about 6 feet distance when it comes to social distancing, but not everybody's been 6 feet. I done seen a lot of people in a club, close, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, in the club in these sections, partying, getting it on, smoking a hookah and a drink of liquor, but that's none of my business. I've been seeing a lot of people on these buses, shoulder to shoulder, heel to heel, like they are in the masjid when they pray. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've been seeing a lot of people close. We've been all up on each other every day, all day, especially with this COVID shit, man. And I feel like this whole COVID-19 situation from the rip, for those who've been with me, no, and they feel like this is all a hoax. This is all something that's been going on that the government had been planning on doing, and whatever, it is what it is. I ain't going to get too political with it. But what I will say is, it has been rough for a lot of people. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have lost their lives to COVID-19. This virus is not a joke. But the vaccine is a joke. Like, you got people out here right now, today, promoting for this vaccine like they made it themselves. Like, you ain't make this vaccine. You don't know what's in it. I've got so many family members or friends of a family or, you know, extended family by marriage saying that, oh, well, I stick by this vaccine. And I feel like this vaccine is going to work for the community and I'm going to stay masked up and I'm going to have my vaccine card. Well, kudos to you, my man. Hold on. Kudos to you, brother. Kudos to you. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. I'm not getting no vaccine. And I'm not being no test rat. I'm not doing it. Because here's the issue. Everybody's getting this vaccine right now. You get the vaccine now. And then 2 weeks, maybe 2 months later, you catch COVID. Like, why would I get a vaccine where I can still catch COVID. I don't understand that. Why have a vaccination for COVID-19 and I can still get it? I don't understand that. Why beat me over the head? Why chastise me, make me feel guilty, or talk crazy about me because I don't want to get no damn vaccine? I don't understand that shit, man. I really don't. And then you got people out here cutting people off, blocking people on Facebook, Instagram. I done had family members and friends, and some people, not friends, because my real friends didn't, but I done had family members, extended family members, people I done went to school with. Y'all done got funny with me because of something that I posted on Instagram talking about the vaccine, saying that I don't want to get it, and now y'all mad, and y'all want to exile me to whatever realm or world you live in. I don't care about what you got to say. I feel like that vaccine is fake. The booster is fake. And if you can still get COVID-19 from the booster, all of you are fools. You are sheep, and I will not listen to you. And that's all I have to say about that. But in other news, y'all, I haven't been on here for some months, and I apologize, man. I apologize to my listeners. I apologize to the people that actually listen to my podcast. I thank all of you who subscribe, all of you who retweet, repost, like, and comment on all of my episodes. Whatever episode you responded to, I appreciate all of you. And I appreciate everybody that's on this live right now. And that's it. So, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to everybody that's on this live right now. Yo, big ups to y'all right now, man. I really appreciate all of my listeners, man. I love the feedback y'all give me. I love the insight, you know, you throw up on your pages, or that you tag me in, or just DM me like, you know, bro, I got an issue with this, or I got an issue with that, or why don't we talk about this? Why don't we talk about that? And I love it. I like it. You know, even if we can't write about it in my DM or Instagram, you know, let's make that connection. Talk to me. I'll talk to you on over Instagram. Send me your number. We'll text. We'll FaceTime. We'll have some type of conversation about something. You know, I'm for the people, and I love the people. I'm from Philly. I'm from North Philly. I'm from SMS, Strawberry Mansion section. Where I've been from, where I've always been from, what I represent, and it's just that, man. Shout out to everybody from the SMS. From Lehigh all the way down to Diamond Street. Shout out to the SMS. Yeah, I know the dimensions of Strawberry Mansion section. Shout out to all y'all from 33rd Street to 29th. Yeah, shout out to Strawberry Mansion section. I love y'all, man. You know, we've been holding it down for a long time, man. You know, not to talk too crazy about street stuff, but, you know, I love where I'm from, man. You know, we've had good times, and we've had some dark, dark times, man. You know, some really dark times. Dark times that I've been through personally, you know. And I've done lost a lot of friends, you know, even some family members to the streets. You know, I almost lost my own life to the streets, you know. And I will say that it is a character builder. It is a lesson learned, but it also prepares you for life, you know. And it's unfortunate for me to grow up that way, from being in elementary school all the way up to being an adult. I learned a lot from the streets, you know. Like, I'm gonna be a little personal with y'all. You know, growing up, I always had my aunts, my grandmom, and my mother, you get what I'm saying, you know. My father, he really wasn't around for the beginning stages of my life, but, you know, my father came around when it was important, you know. I will give him that. He came around when I got a little older. I started playing basketball, and he said he would come to all my games, and he did. And he was around for me for when I got shot, when I got hit up. He was like, son, I don't want you to die in these streets. You know, I want you to be better with yourself. I want you to do something with yourself. You know, you're my firstborn son. I don't want to see you go. So what my father did was he got me out of the hood. He helped me, you know, he was a part of my rehab, mentally, physically. And the emotional part was all up to me. And, you know, I appreciate my father for that. So shout out to my dad, man. Shout out to Johnny Underwood, y'all. If y'all know Johnny Underwood, shout out to him, man. Because I'm going to tell y'all real quick. You know, my dad, you know, he's a thorough bull, man. But, you know, my dad, I don't hear him about nothing but himself, man. That's my dog, but he don't care about nothing. He be like, listen, if it ain't about me or my son or my grandson, I don't care about nothing. Excuse me. He don't care about none of that. Excuse me. Shout out to Johnny, y'all. So let's get into it, man. We're doing Q&A's today. I'm on live. I'm taking all questions from everybody. Periodically, I might pause a few seconds just to read the comments. There's been a lot of comments since I've been going on live. Shout out to my boy, Black Hope. You already know. What's up with you, bro? Shout out to Lil Rod. What's up, Rod? This is my youngin' right here, man. I've known Lil Rod since he was a pup. And now Lil Rod, he's a grown man now. He rapping, y'all. So shout out to Lil Rod, man. If you are, listen, if you're an artist or if you're a producer or somebody looking for new talent, I'm going to tell y'all, go follow him. It's Lil X Rod, LilXRODD on Instagram. I'm telling you, this is a positive youngin'. He doing big things right now. So get with him. Shout out to Clout Lord 29. That's my bro. I grew up with him. He's day one. Just like Black Hope, he's day one. These are my guys, man. You know, I don't trust a lot of people with my life, but these dudes, I trust them. All the way. I'm just reading the comments right now, man. This is this is love right here, man. I appreciate it. Shout out to WAP. WAP in here. You know, shout out to WAP. She's tuned in to the live. Yeah. Shout out to my man, Darnell McCoy. That's a thorough boy right there. Shout out to Darnell McCoy, man. You know, shout out to Jigga. Jigga, see, me and Jigga, we met each other in college. And I'm going to tell you something about Jigga. Jigga was the quiet girl in the classroom. She ain't ever really seen much. She came to school. She came to class early. She was the first person in class, last one to leave. Sometimes the first person to leave, but... You know, shout out to Jigga because, you know, Jigga's a mother. You know, she took on being a mother at, you know, a hard time in her life. And then she came out to be successful. And now she got a great job. She about to get a house. And, you know, her son is well taken care of. Shout out to her. Shout out to Jigga, y'all. Jigga is all that. And I appreciate her. And, you know, she deserves all the support she can get. And, you know, y'all brothers are slipping on sisters like her. I'm going to just say that, man. So with the Q&A's, let's go. Let's start. Well, before I start the Q&A's, let me tell you this. I'm getting ready to be a father, y'all. For those who know, for those who don't know, I'm getting ready to be a father, for those who don't know what it is. And I'm excited, man. I'm getting ready to be a dad, a boy dad. My firstborn is getting ready to be a boy. His name is Asad. So, you know, we're debating between whether we're going to call him just Asad Gross or Asad Ibn Abdullah Gross. And, you know, for those who aren't hip to Islam. Asad Ibn means son. And Ibn Abdullah, son of Allah, Abdullah, which is me. My attribute is Abdullah. And Abdullah, in translation, the meaning of Abdullah is servant of Allah. So, you know, we're still debating. You know, she's not Muslim, but, you know, I feel like we're going to navigate towards that. So I feel like my son's name is going to be Asad Ibn Abdullah Gross. Inshallah. So, shout out to my son. Shout out to my BM. You know, we got big things going on. All right. So, let me see what I'm going to jump into right now, man. Oh, shout out to my boy, Drummer Boy 215. That's my youngin' right there, man. Let me tell you about Drummer Boy 215. When I was coming up in school, in private school, even with the private school growing up, I was fortunate enough to go to private school growing up, you know. We had a lot of music going on around that time, a lot of developing artists, and I got a chance growing up to not only play the drums, but I learned the piano at home. I got interested in the bass guitar. I got interested in music, period. And I learned how to read music notes and such and such. But I remember in my time growing up, coming up, you know, Drummer Boy 215 was a lot younger than us. He was a young boy that used to sit next to us watching us play the drums and whatever. He used to be like, "Oh, let me jump on the set. Let me jump on." And then y'all know how it is. If you're from the church culture or from the live band or performance culture, you will know that one, after you jump off or whatever, you're cleaning up, always be the young boy that jump on and start playing like, and you know, he was mimicking what we were doing. So he mimicked what myself, my man Buster, who is a pastor now of his own church, shout out to Buster. Buster would do. He would watch he would watch my man Rod. He would watch what Rodney would do. He would watch what Chester would do. And if you were to look at him now, you would just see the growth in Drummer Boy 215. He's now his own drummer for himself, for church. He performs for a few artists. I've seen him perform on JFK on a big stage for the city quite a few times. And he's making a name for himself. So shout out to Drummer Boy 215. He's doing his thing. I love you, youngin'. Continue to be diligent. Continue to be hungry. And just stay focused, man. And I love you, man. Seriously. And he's a father, too. So shout out to him, man. He's a great father. He loves his son. And he'll do anything for him, as any father should. Also, Clout Lord 29. He should be. He does what he has to do for his children, too. And I love this ball. So, like I said, shout out to everybody on the live. So, I'm gonna be real brief about these two topics because I don't want to get too deep into it. What's up, Tatted Dimples? I love you. Hey, love. How are you? I'm great. I'm doing good. I'm healthy. And I'm loving life. Appreciate you for tuning in. It did. My fault, Drummer Boy 215. I know my sound went out because somebody did just call me. But here's what we're going to do. My fault. Somebody did just call me, but we're going to keep it going right now. Can you hear me now? Can Can you hear me now, y'all? Let me know. I know the sound just went out just now, but I need to know if y'all can hear me. So either give me a thumbs up, or comment in the comment box and let me know if you can hear me. Anybody, it doesn't matter who it is. Apologize for the technical difficulties. We're trying to get it together right now, y'all. People are commenting saying that they don't hear me. All right. Can you hear me now, somebody? How about this? I'm going to jump off live. We're going to get back on. Give me a second, y'all. Here we go. Alright, cool. And we're getting back into it. So, while we wait for the viewers to come back, let's talk about a few things real quick. Let's talk about some current events. So, right now, there has been a crazy attack on people who are exercising their First Amendment right, which is the freedom of speech. And a lot of people are being chastised for speaking out on what they believe, what they think, or their opinion on things. And I feel like that's a slap in the face to people who exercise their First Amendment rights, which is the freedom of speech. I will say this. I do not have an issue with anybody who is in the LGBT community. I have family members who are in the LGBT community. I might not be saying the full acronym or full letters of the community itself. But what I will say is I respect people with their space, their sexuality, how they live their life, and so forth and so on. All right, I will say that. Now, with that being said, do I agree with it? No, because I'm old, and I'll say that because I'm old school. You know, I believe in man and woman, male and female, so forth and so on. You know, you feel me? The all, you know, not the all-American lifestyle or family, but the people who, you know, I just support families, point blank, period. So I want to talk about real quick, like I said, real quick, I'm going to talk about two things. First thing I'm going to talk about is this cancel culture with this thing with Dave Chappelle. Let me speak on that real quick. I'm going to speak my piece on it. Everybody who watched the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix, I don't need to say anything more, anything less. But you saw what you saw, you heard what you heard, and you see the response from a lot of people. What I will say is, I don't think it's fair for, and I want to draw back to, like I said, I respect everybody in the LGBT community, but if you respect everybody, if the LGBT community respects people in the Black Lives Matter community or the All Lives Matter community, then you should be speaking out on everything that goes on in the world, not just everything that happens in the LGBT community. This man, Dave Chappelle, has been joking about straight people, gay people, white people, black people, Asian people, Indian people, whatever race you are. He's been cracking jokes about everybody in these communities for years. He's given up money from different TV networks for joking about people in every lifestyle in life for years. So why choose now to feel some type of way about what he's been saying or the things that he jokes about and try to cancel him? It's so funny how he joked about this one community, right? This one community, and they all felt some type of way, but they never spoke out about racism within that community. You ever peep that? Never spoke out about racism in that community, which he talked about. They never spoke about how they chastised and brutally chastised someone who is transgender that Dave Chappelle supported for years. And they beat this person over the head and they killed themselves. They don't talk about that. You know? It's like, why speak out about someone who speaks out about y'all and you don't speak out about nothing else? There were tons of women from this year and last year that disappeared, who were trafficked, sexually trafficked and disappeared. And yet everybody talked about it, but that community, I don't hear about it enough. I don't hear about it at all. I'm just saying, if we're going to be fair, don't feel some type of way when somebody talks about your community and you don't speak out about everything else that goes on. I don't want to hear, oh, the Black Lives Matter community doesn't speak out about things that happen in the LGBT community, or things that happen to the disappearing women, or things that happen to children, or things that happen about black men and women being killed by police officers, police brutality, so forth and so on. I don't want to hear that. I've heard the Black Lives Matter community speak about it. I've heard the All Lives Matter community speak about it. I've heard about the government speaking about it. I've heard from the community speaking about it. If we're going to make things fair, I'm not trying to single nobody out. I'm not trying to say that this community isn't doing what they're supposed to do. But if you want to prove that you are, make it look like it. Because, like I've been saying, and what the title of this podcast is, everybody's sensitive and overly sensitive. This community, this world, this state, this country has been sensitive and overly sensitive. You can't say certain things these days because people will try to cancel you. It's crazy. You can't say anything. I've heard gay men and women agree with Dave Chappelle on a lot of the things that he said. And there's a vast community of people who don't like it. So it's been like that for years. People will say things you don't like. And guess what? You gotta deal with it. You got to take them blows. You got to take them punches. You got to deal with it. People are always going to say something you don't like. People are always going to do things you don't like. People are always going to have views that are outside of what you see or what you think or how you feel. You just got to deal with it. Canceling people ain't going to do it no more. Y'all people walking out of jobs ain't going to do it no more. You thought they was going to stop running their company because y'all walked out? No. It's money to be made. And guess what? All of you that walked out and got suspended and fired, they are going to put so many people in the position to be successful and comfortable that you done missed out. So, like I said, man, if we're going to be fair, let's be fair. I respect everybody and the sexuality and lifestyle that they live. But if we're going to speak out on things, let's be fair about it. Black on black crime is terrible. White on white crime is terrible. Asian on Asian crime is terrible. Whatever race you are, all of it is terrible. Speaking about people's sexuality or lifestyle that they live, you shouldn't be speaking about it. But some people do. Not everybody's going to agree with you. And that's that. They're not going to agree. But you got to respect it. Me personally, I respect it. You live the life how you want to live. You love who you love, and that's that. And we're going to leave it at that. And I will respect you all the way. As long as you're not trying to push that shit on me. That's it. That's it, man. So, and that's enough on that topic. One of the other topics I'm going to speak on and talk about is the violence in Philadelphia. The violence on Philadelphia has gotten so crazy that, excuse me, even adults, even the adults and the elders in this community are afraid to talk about it. They're afraid to talk about it, man. Like, it's so crazy. They are afraid for their lives. You know, all these young people out here and their feelings and their feelings, they are doing people dirty, you know? These young people are killing each other at an alarming rate from the ages of 12 to 45, 50. They're killing each other at an alarming rate. Why is this? What's going on? A lot of religious folks will say this is the end of times. And, you know, in Islam, they say the same thing, this is the end of times. It's the signs of Yom Kiyama. So, you know, I will say, man, you know, I always like to have hope for the community, and I really do. I have hope for the community. But there are some things that show me that there's no hope for the community. The youth, the people, the elders, it's not enough. It's not enough. You know, Dr. Umar said something wild years ago. He says, some of y'all don't want to hear this, but we got to put some of our youth to sleep. And he said, when he said that from a mentality where, you know, it's nothing you can, what he was saying is there's nothing you can do for some of these youth. They're out there on a corner. He can't psychologize, or we can't psychologize, you know, talk to the youth when they're out there on the corner. Why? Because they're faced with so many things mentally, emotionally, you know, socially. How does it look for a parent to walk up to their kid on the corner and say, yo, get your ass off the corner. You ain't about this life. This, da, 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 da. And they mad as hell because you embarrassed them in front of their friends. And guess what? They're going to go in the house. When you go to sleep at 11:30, 10 o'clock, they sneaking back out. They're going out to the corner. They may shoot or rob somebody, or they might lose their own life on the streets. And it's facts. I'm not talking shit when I say that. That's real. If we're going to be real, we're going to be real. And that's how it is on this station right here. That's how it is on this channel. If we're going to be real, we're going to be real, man. So I feel like a lot of the youth, they need more love and attention. They need someone to guide them into the right path. You know, there's some people out here who don't have shit going on for themselves. So what would they rather do than uplift someone else and bring them down with them? So, you know, parents, please, it starts at home. Encourage your children to do right, be right. Stay out of the streets and do something better with their lives. If that doesn't work, well, mom and dad, y'all should have been preparing for this before you had this child, before that child even came into this world. You should have been preparing for the life that you wanted them to live. And I blame y'all who didn't do that. Like, for instance, right now, me personally, I'm trying to set up, you know, 2 to 3 different types of income. From an entrepreneur's perspective, I'm trying to start a couple of businesses so that when my son gets old enough, he can take over one of them, at least. If he's not interested in one, he's going to be interested in either the second one or the third one. You feel me? So I feel like, you know, like I said, parents, they need to be more invested in their children. Parents, before that child even comes into this world, You need to start getting your mind right, getting your soul right. Especially in the spiritual world, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you gotta talk to God or whatever. You know, I don't know how people worship, but I just know that you gotta get right with self. Get right with self. Start to invest. Leave your child with something, because if you don't leave your child with anything, if you're an example, a positive example to them in your household, these kids will go to the streets and do whatever they want to do. And we see that. The proof is right there in the news, on No Gun Zone, on 911 Philly. The proof is there. And that's that, man. So, you know, I'm not going to dwell on this topic too much more, because it just upsets me. It really does. It upsets me. It gives me so many emotions, and not in a good way, because I know these kids can do a lot better than what they're doing now. They don't have to go to jail. They don't have to die. They don't have to be nothing in these streets. They don't have to be in these gangs. They could be a lot better and a lot more than what they are right now. You know, parents, please broaden these kids' horizons. Show them different things. Take them out of the city. I don't care if you go to Atlantic City or Delaware. Take them out. Go to Jersey. Something. You know, go further than that. Go to Virginia. Try to go as far as Miami, Texas, California, Ohio. There's so much you can do. You know, and a lot of parents don't use their resources to try to get their kids out of this dark cloud that's over the city. You know, so that's that, man. I ain't gonna beat y'all over the head with that too much. I ran out of water. Guess what? I gotta drink. So, I got some Q&A's, right? We're doing Q&A's tonight on Beloved Speaks. I've taken a few questions from a lot of women who have questions. They have complaints. They have issues with men. And I'm willing to speak on that tonight. So, any ladies that are in, who's joined the live today, I'm doing Q&A's tonight. So if you have any questions, ladies, if you have any questions, please feel free to drop them in the box and comment. What's up, Crystal? Shout out to Crystal. Crystal is one of the elite hairstylists in North Philly. I met Crystal down on 22nd Street. With my boy Roy the Barber. Shout out to Roy the Barber when he had his shop. Another entrepreneur. Crystal was an entrepreneur as well. And shout out to the hair business. You know, Crystal was doing her thing. Shout out to her. Thank you for joining us live today. Shout out to Sincerely Key. What's going on, cousin? I'm gonna read some of these questions off to y'all, man. But I will say this, one of the ladies asked me, you know, what are men attracted to? One of the things that I will say men are attracted to from the jump, and I will say this, if you got something going on with yourself, men can tell. It depends on, you know, who that brother is. He not going to approach you any type of way. So I'm going to just say that right then and there. You know, depending on how you carry yourself, how you move, how you talk, how you look, he's going to approach you a certain type of way. And that's facts. Shout out to the brothers that's in this live right now. One thing, I'm going to say this. For me, one thing that attracts me the most about a woman, and I'm not talking about these shorties that I would meet in the bar somewhere. I'm talking about in a corporate setting or maybe a restaurant or a high-end club, is how a woman walks in heels. If a woman can walk in heels, that is so attractive. Men are heavily attracted to women who can walk in a pair of heels. I'm telling you. Not no short heels you buy at the store that you just bought to go to a funeral. No, I'm talking about stilettos, 6 inches. Yeah, I'm talking about them. If there's a woman out here who can walk in heels, I'm telling you. Look, my brother just, shout out to my man, IBR, you know, shout out to my youngin. I'm telling you, real rap, men love a woman who can walk in heels. Shout out to Book. I ain't gonna lie, man, you know, for me, you know, I'm gonna just speak from a man's perspective. When I see a woman in a corporate setting, and she got some heels on, and she looks nice with a nice dress, got her hair done, you know, we can see her, got her feet done, her nails done. She just carries herself a certain way and talks in a certain manner. That is majorly attractive. Men love that. You know, it gives self-care, self-love, goal-oriented, career-oriented. I'm telling you, a lot of men will be attracted to you, and a lot of men will flock to you when they see that. And that's facts. You know? Like, I wish ladies would know and understand that a lot of men aren't attracted to the women that they meet at the bar. I'm going to be real with you. If a man meets you at a hood bar, 9 times out of 10, he ain't looking for no relationship from you. He's just looking to fuck. I'm dead serious. That man's just looking for a good time. So he might say, like, oh, yeah, you know, I want to get to know you, the same third, blah, blah, blah. As soon as he beat, you might not get that phone call, that text no more, that FaceTime call. Or he might not text you fast enough or as fast as he used to or answer your calls as frequent as he used to. That shit over. You know, you might have presented yourself a certain way, but it was something that you gave up that said you were vulnerable and that you were easy and that you were willing to give it up. And that's what he went for. Sorry, but not sorry. It's all part of the game. Everybody wants to play the game these days, but when they're a part of the game and they get played, they mad at everybody in the world. I'm just speaking facts. But I will say what people should do, male or female, take your time to get to know somebody. You know, find out what people want exactly from the rip. I'll tell you this, fellas, if you want to just bone, if you want to just take a shorty down, let her know. Like, listen, you know, I'm willing to learn you and get to know you, but right now I'm just trying to hump. You know, and a lot of brothers think just telling a shorty that from the rip ain't going to get them the buns. But, you know, when life comes experience. So when you do that, and even if you tell them, oh, I'm trying to get to know you, and all you're trying to do is get the buns, it's going to take some work. And that's how you get yourself fucked up. But honesty, a lot of women love honesty. Some women don't, but a lot of women love honesty. If you tell them what it is from the rip, they'll be with it. And ladies, if you tell a man what it is from the rip, if he run, that man ain't for you. But if he stay, best believe he's interested. And maybe there's something going on. So, yeah. So, I'm going to jump into these Q&As. I had a question, right? So, one of the ladies asked, how do you find a man who isn't playing games? Like I said, and the last thing that I just said, a man that isn't playing games is gonna let you know that he's not playing games. He's going to tell you exactly what he wants. He's going to speak your language. He's going to tell you how he feels. He's going to tell you what it is that he's looking for. But like I said, different strokes for different folks. People ain't cut from the same cloth as you. And I'm going to speak for myself, for those gentlemen who know how to communicate with women. I will say that I will tell you exactly what I want. Especially if you ask. If you say, oh, well, what do you want from this? Are you looking for a relationship or are you just looking for a good time? Guess what? If I'm looking for a good time, I'm going to tell you I'm looking for a good time. If I tell you I'm looking to, you know, get to know you and possibly, you know, get into different things or jump to another level with you, then so be it. But the sad part is, it's a lot of fake niggas claiming that they real niggas, and they out here saying that they real, and they don't keep it real with a lot of these shorties, and these shorties is, you know, they getting the short end of the stick. So now every male they meet, every man they meet, they think they fake, they think they fraud, they think they phony. So that it pretty much messes up a lot of things for a lot of real men that are doing things, doing some good things out here. Another question was, what turns a man off about a woman? I would say what turns a man off about a woman is a woman who doesn't have some type of self-control. And when I say that, I mean like self-control as in like, you know, your drinking habits, your partying habits, how much energy you put into certain things, friends. And I'm going to be real with y'all. Girlfriends play a factor too, you know. If I'm trying to take you out on a date, if I want to do dinner, a movie, it don't matter what it is. If I'm putting in effort, especially if you said you're looking to build towards something, if I'm putting in effort to do something with you and you're constantly blowing me off, that's a turn off. If you're always drinking and getting lit at the bar, at the club, and that's all you do in your spare time, that's a turn off. If you're showing too much for social media, that's a turn off. Y'all think that getting these BBLs and twerking and showing a little cleavage and piling on that makeup on your face gets you the looks, but it don't. A lot of men aren't attracted to that. That's just not what it is. What is that? A-Ty, what's up, baby? It's my child's mother. It's my girlfriend. I love you, boo. What's up, baby? Shout out to her. She just joined the live. But yeah, a lot of men aren't attracted to that, you know. Especially like I'll say like especially when it comes to communication. If you want to communicate with a man and you ask him how he feel, and it's crazy, a lot of women do this. Even men do it too. You'll say how you feel, and then somebody always comes back with a rebuttal, or they make your opinion seems like it ain't nothing because what their opinion was greater than yours. I'm telling y'all, work on that before y'all even think about getting to know somebody. You know, so, you know, there's so much I can say about that question, but I'm going to continue because we don't have that much time left. Here's another question. This was a big question. I'm going to read this off. It says, how did you find out what a man wants? How do you find out what a man wants? What's next? Are we fucking? Are we working towards something? Are we taking this to the next level? What's happening? So I'll say this. I'm gonna start off with the first one. How do you find out what a man wants? You'll know what a man wants when he says exactly what he wants from the beginning. If a man doesn't say exactly what he wants from the beginning, I'm telling you, it's not going to go far. It ain't going to go far. Because when you found like your true person, that person that's for you, they are going to tell you exactly what it is, how they feel. You know, they're going to keep it 100 with you. They're going to keep it solid with you. They're not going to sugarcoat nothing. They're going to say exactly what it is they're looking for and what's on their mind. And the other question is, are we fucking or are we working towards something? Y'all know that. You know, for us as men, and I might be telling on the men, but you know, are we fucking or are we working towards something? Y'all actually set the tone. Like, honestly, us as men, we cool with whatever. Like, if you want to work towards something, cool. You know, if you're that type of woman or if we're interested in that, we're definitely going to go that way. But if you just want to fuck, get best believe, any thoughts of having a future with you, you being my girlfriend or wife, you having children with me or marriage and stuff like that, shit that y'all think about when y'all meet a nigga that y'all really like, we don't think about stuff like that. And I want y'all to know that, like, a man's mentality, how we think, is totally different from y'all. So when y'all get upset with how we respond to certain things, you know, you got to remember, we don't think like y'all at all. At all. So when we have a different opinion about something, or y'all might think we sound dumb or look dumb when we do certain things, that's just us. So that's your fault that you mad. That's your fault that you're upset because we don't think the same way you think. That's it. We ain't, listen, either we want something or we don't. That's it. It's up to you to find out what it is. And when you're direct with a man, like, direct, like, say, listen, look, you know, this is what I got going on. This is what I'm doing. You know, hey, look, I want to work towards something. I want a man, but if you're not looking for that, and if this is you, I'm cool too. I'm cool with whatever. We can just date and fuck or do what we do. Because here's the thing. A lot of women, they know whether they're going to fuck a nigga or not within the first second. Maybe second and 15 seconds, whether they're going to fuck a nigga or not. Or it might take a conversation or two to figure out whether they're going to give a man some. Sometimes women are attracted to a man by how they look from the rip. And they feel like maybe their brother is working with someone who he just looks that damn good that they want to give it up. So, yeah. I got another question. Let me see. Oh, this was a funny one. No, this is the last one. It says, what's the worst thing you can do? What is it? I'm sorry. Excuse me, y'all. What's the worst thing you can do when it comes to getting to know a man? The worst thing you can do is compare him, any of the actions that he do or how he thinks or whatever he does. The worst thing you can do is compare him to somebody else. I don't care if it's an ex. I don't care if it's a friend. Or the worst thing you can do is compare him to a friend or a brother. As soon as you do that, I'm telling you, that brother don't want nothing to do with you. He's going to think, and ladies, y'all might think this dumb, but this is just how we think. You compare a brother to a friend or what, a friend of a friend or a friend or a brother or a family member, he's going to think he's in a friend zone from the rip. He's going to think you friend zoned him. Whole time, you really want something with him or you want to get him the draws and he don't know because you want to run your mouth and talk about something that he said or something that he does or how he thinks or how he looks to another man. You don't want to hear that. You compare a man to another man, that's a one-way ticket to the exit. I'm telling you. You compare a man to another man, like I said, no matter if it's a friend, no matter if it's a family member, no matter if it's a, like my man said, like a star, a movie star, an athlete, whatever. You compare, I don't care how much money they make neither. You compare a man, somebody that you're talking to another man, he's not going to like that. He ain't feeling that. He ain't feeling that. And that's how you lose a man. Like, I've had conversations with multiple females, and they've told me stories about how they've, oh, I was talking to this person, and, you know, I said, oh, well, you act like him, or you act like this person. And that boy stopped talking to them when he got any feelings. You did that. How are you going to blame that man for feeling some type of way about what you said? You did that. That's just like him saying, oh, you know, damn, you're so attractive. I like how you look. You look just like my ex. Or you sound just like my ex. My ex used to do that. Or she used to eat that type of food. You see what I'm saying? Y'all going to feel some type of way about that. So if we going to talk, let's be real. Let's not make this a one-way street. We're going to look at both sides and make sure we're being right. We're being just. And we're not being judgmental or making somebody feel some type of way about how they feel. And that's corny. That's what a lot of people do these days. They're so opinionated. Everybody's so opinionated. Everybody is so sensitive or overly sensitive. Get out of that. That's corny. That's crazy. Are you serious? Everybody wants to be respected. Everybody's opinion has to matter. But you can't respect somebody else's opinion first. But you expect everybody to understand how you feel. And it doesn't work like that. That's not how life works. Life doesn't revolve around you. Life isn't just happening for you. You got to look at life all the way around the board. For you, for them, and everybody else. It ain't just you. Do you know what the population is in the world of people? Let me look this up for y'all. Because I know there's some scholars on here who like statistics, right? And I feel like all of you need to know this now. Right now, while you're watching this live, this podcast on Beloved Speaks, talking to King T-Dot, I feel like a lot of you need to know this now. Because a lot of you are going in with the wrong mindset. The wrong mindset. Y'all think people are supposed to bend or abide by your rules and your lifestyle. No, that's not how it works. And that's not going to happen. It's not. Live with it. Deal with it. If you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. And guess what? If the shoe fits, it's your size. So don't get mad at me or somebody else for keeping it real with you and telling you what it is. You got to bite that bullet. As they say on the streets, you got to bite that bullet. It's crazy these days, man. It's crazy. People are really trying to make you feel guilty about who you are or your standards or how you think or what you say or how you feel or what you want. You can't go for that, man. Like, for instance, accidentally, I looked up the population in Jersey. It's 8,882. Right? And that's just in New Jersey. Let's do the population of the world. This probably is going to mess your mind up. If Jersey is just 8.8 million itself, let's look up the world. Check this out. Since 2020, since they last counted, the population of the world is 7.753 billion. Are you kidding me? So what you're telling me is your opinion, how you feel, how you look at life, or whatever the case may be, is more important than 7.753 billion people? Are you kidding me? You need to humble yourself real fast right now, because there ain't that many people who are going to abide by your rules or your lifestyle. People got shit going on. People got lives to live. And you aren't the only life that matters. Every life matters. But what you do, what you say, how you live your life counts. And that's just what it is. So, Only got a few seconds left. I'm going to say this. I love y'all. I respect y'all. This message was for everybody. Please share, like, post, comment. Tell me how you feel. If you love this show, I'm telling you, let me know. I love y'all. I'll talk back to y'all. This is Beloved Speaks. This is your boy King T. Dot, and I'm out. I holler.